In the day's other news, AstraZeneca announced a U.S. study shows that its COVID vaccine is 79% effective overall. The company said it will soon seek federal approval for the vaccine. That news came as infections are accelerating again in several states. The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, urged Americans today to take heed.
We must act now, and I am worried that if we don't take the right actions now, we will have another avoidable surge, just as we are seeing in Europe right now, and just as we are so aggressively scaling up vaccination.
Walensky also urged caution before traveling. More than 1.5 million people passed through U.S. airport checkpoints on Sunday, the most in a year. And in Miami Beach, Florida, thousands of spring break revelers defied mask wearing and social distancing over the weekend. Officials have now authorized an overnight curfew through April 12th. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider reinstating the death sentence for Johar Tsarnaev, the convicted Boston Marathon bomber. A lower court threw out the sentence last July, citing possible jury bias. President Biden has pledged to end the federal death penalty, but he has not asked the Justice Department to intervene in this case. The high court also refused today to hear Facebook's attempt at reducing a $15 billion class action suit. The plaintiffs claim that the company illegally tracked users' internet activities even after they logged off of Facebook. In Australia, the worst flooding in 60 years left thousands more people facing possible evacuations around Sydney. 3 days of rain have sent rivers pouring over large swaths of land and already forced some 18,000 people to flee. Others are scrambling to save livestock and bracing for more downpours.
You know, we're right here on the water and we've had a lot of rain, and that obviously led to that huge flood on Friday night. It recited, and unfortunately that we've had a round two of the high tide coming through. So at the moment for us, it's a waiting game.
The same region suffered catastrophic wildfires just a year ago. Saudi Arabia today proposed a ceasefire in Yemen between a Sunni coalition and Shiite rebels who are aligned with Iran. The plan also calls for reopening a major airport in Sana'a, the country's capital city. The Saudis are under U.S. pressure to end 6 years of conflict in Yemen. Back in this country, the U.S. Senate easily confirmed Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to be Secretary of Labor. He will be the first head of the Labor Department in nearly 50 years to have been a union member. On Wall Street, stocks were broadly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 103 points to close at 32,731. The Nasdaq rose 162 points. The S&P 500 added 27. And Pro Basketball Hall of Famer Elgin Baylor died today in Los Angeles of natural causes. Starting in 1958, he played 14 seasons with the Lakers in Minneapolis and Los Angeles. His high-scoring acrobatic game made him an All-Star 11 times. Elgin Baylor was 86 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, another vaccine proves effective, but questions remain about its distribution in the U.S. Journalists face intimidation as the Chinese government moves to stifle reporting. The NCAA's unequal treatment of basketball players sparks outrage, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.